when we met that night at the ball. It wasn't my fairy godmother who sent me. It's Rumpelstiltskin again. I made a deal with him for this life. I was stupid. I didn't understand the price of magic, so I promised him something.
What did you promise him?
He tricked me about that he would want our gold or jewels.
What was it? Our baby?
I'm so sorry. But now I'm gonna lose it all, man. My life. You.
No. I don't care what that imp said. Magic may have brought us together, but it didn't create this love.
But I made a deal. I can't break that. He's too powerful.
Then the answer is simple. We make another deal.
So this boyfriend of hers, you don't think he was involved in her disappearance?
That would mean he was involved with her at all, which he isn't. He left her in the lurch right after they found out they were expecting. Hasn't spoken to her since. Like I said.
Hey, Billy! Be careful! You almost shattered my wolf thing, Billy.
Good luck.
I'm sorry, Ruby, but look, it's fine.
Ruby, what about her family?
She's got a stepmom and two stepsisters that she doesn't talk to.
Wait. Stepmom, stepsisters, and she's a maid?
Henry, not now.
Look, I don't know what you've heard, but it's wrong. Everyone thinks she's not ready to have this kid, but she's trying. Taking night classes, trying to better herself, trying to get her life together. Can you understand that?
I think so.
And maybe you should just stay out of it. She's been through enough already.
I've been through it too, Ruby, and I can help her.
Then try your ex.